There. That should do it. The legal documents state that the offender shall be restrained on the ground with legs spread and immobilized in such a way that permits a small range of motion. Well, here you are, seated and restrained in the middle of the town square. You know, I can't believe it's only been 2 weeks into this job and I've already been assigned to observer duty. It's so exciting to be trusted with such an important role. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to join the Sisterhood of Enforcement. Like my mother, and her mother before her. What am I doing? I'm speaking to my assigned offender about my own career aspirations. But you probably don't care. Let's see. It's time to go over the remaining mandates. Offender shall be naked. Well, this isn't the first time an offender has been paraded around the town naked. It's always great to see the crowd gather and do their part in restorative justice. Offender must be accessible to any and all members of the public. This is getting better. Well, time to get these clothes off of you. Oh, oops. I forgot to do this before tying you down. I guess I'll just have to cut them off of you. Don't worry. These are just the standard issued outfits for offenders. We'll get you a new one when your punishment's complete. Oh, wow. Is it a little bit cold out here or what? I mean, it is 6 in the morning, but is that... don't worry. It'll warm up soon. Let me see what's in the rest of your punishment mandate. This punishment by exposure shall last 12 consecutive hours with the offender in public view. 12 hours? Sounds like you've got things pretty good. Last week we had someone hung by their feet for 3 days. What else we got? The observer, that's me, shall not prevent any interactions between the public and the offender. Again, the observer's role is to encourage interactions and not halt them. They wrote that twice. It must be important. The observer shall request medical attention at the end of the punishment period, if applicable. That one must be some legal mandate to protect offender rights. Not like they have that many to begin with. Well, now that you're naked and spread out in the middle of the town square, your punishment shall begin. I don't care if you're not ready. It looks like the morning rush is just about to start. Right on time. Oh, him? What's he in for? You know, I'm not sure. But they say the punishment needs to fit the crime, so it's probably something like failing to please a woman. Oh, you actually wanted to know? Okay, 1 second. It looks like this offender was caught with pornographic materials in his possession. It says in his case file that he was pleasuring himself in the middle of the park when two enforcers saw him. They confiscated the materials, which were covered in his DNA. Oh, sorry, that's quite offensive. And a little too much information. But the public has the right to know what goes on in their community. Also, the Sisterhood of Enforcement believes that the best restorative justice for disgusting men like this comes from the people in the community that was affected. So please, go ahead. It's part of the mandate that I don't interfere with what you choose to do. I'm only here to encourage you. Give it all you got. Oof, good aim. You kicked him right in the sack. I thought it'd be hard to hit such a small target. You're right. Oh, I love it when his limp little worm flops around every time you make contact. Oh, it's like it's waving at us. Don't worry, little guy. There will be some for you, too. Give it to him again. Ooh, again. Kicked in the dick. That sounds like a good name for a band. Damn. Really, that was your first time? Well done. You should come back later. Oh, don't mind the screaming. Sorry. We have another offender undergoing his punishment. Did you want to join in? Well, of course. Step right up. That last woman really softened him up. What do you mean, aren't punishment mandates only for offenders who are tried as adults? This man is way older than 18. Oh, you mean his... It looks like a little shrimp between his legs. Yes, he's uncircumcised. And I guess that's just what they look like. Yeah, I know. It's pretty gross looking. You know what? Why don't you take out your offense and disgust on his exposed member? That's what he's here for, after all. Love your boots, by the way. Stilettos are so sexy. And they're perfect for crushing his tiny wiener and pathetic little balls. I'm excited to see this. Ooh, look at him wiggle and gasp when all you did was nudge his junk with the toe of your boot. Oh, you're right. It does look like a little worm. Squish it. Yeah, squish it like a bug. Put it out of its misery. Ooh. You want me to do what? Pull his foreskin back? Well, there's nothing in the mandate that says I can't. So, let me go get my gloves. So, this little pecker here is getting pretty pink and scratched up from all the abuse. I wonder what's under this disgusting foreskin. God, it's even tinier and more purple than I imagined. Ugh, it's like a gross little mushroom. Yeah, I've been told that this is the most sensitive part of a man's body, but why is it so fucking disgusting looking? Does he ever even wash up under there? Oh, this is so fucking gross. Put this thing out of its misery. What do you think? You want to step on it with your heel? Just grind his little cockhead into the ground? Please, be my guest. Oh, stop screaming, you. You're only drawing more attention to yourself. Hey, you'd better thank me. Good thing I tied you up over a patch of soft dirt. If I tied you up over some concrete. After all that, your tiny, sensitive purple head would have become a little red mark on the ground. We don't want that, do we? Oh, hello again, ma'am. You're back with some friends this time. Yes, his member is indeed as pathetic, small, and disgusting as she described. Go see for yourself. Take a closer look. You want him to get hard? I'm not sure he's going to be able to. Not after what he's been through with the last group that passed by. They shoved mascara brushes down his pee hole. Oh, I mean, just look at him. He's all scratched up and bruised. He's even bleeding a little bit from the tip. His balls are a tiny bit bigger, and much redder now. But that's only because of swelling from having his ball bag kicked repeatedly by your friends here. Oh, and like 20 or so randoms that stopped by. Wait, so you really want to see if Shrimp Dick here can get an erection? Look, I'm not going to do anything to stop you, if that's what you want to do. I'm actually mandated to encourage you, so give it a go. See, this is what you've been missing out on when you've been busy with your illicit material. Don't you want to just shove your face into her big, warm, voluptuous breasts? Wouldn't you like to fuck them and spray your disgusting cum all over her chest? Does it excite you? To watch her reach under her skirt and finger herself? Yes, miss? Now you wanted to touch him? Down there? Well, it's not against the rules, but you'll have to get your own gloves. Oh. That's really... Oh, that's working. Oh, look. His tiny little wiener is getting hard. To be honest, I didn't think it could. That's it, though, huh? Yeah, looks like that's all there is. What a pathetic little pecker. Seriously, what were you expecting? This man is neither a grower nor a shower. He's just a man with a pathetic, disgusting little piece of junk that deserves to be punished. Oh, it looks like you can snap his little twig into two with your bare hands if you wanted to. Oh, no, sorry. I'm not allowed to take bets while I'm working. But let's talk after my shift. It looks like he's enjoying having his sad excuse for a dick slapped around like this. Don't forget, he's here to be punished. Oh, all it took was a hard squeeze to his precious little berries, and now his proud twig turned into a limp little worm again. It seems a little chiropractic massage may be good for him. Why don't you give his nutsack another go? Oh yeah, just like that. Yeah, harder. Pinch and squeeze them. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can see his eggs straining against the bag. See if you can pop his little grapes with your hand. Go on, squeeze them hard like they're a stress ball. Yeah, like that. Don't forget to play with his pathetic little pecker. Grab his member by the head and see how far you can stretch it. Oh, now let go. Oh, wow. Oh, it even snaps back. Do it again. Oh, yeah, this is great. Slap it around a bit more. What a sad specimen of manhood. Well, would you look at the time? You're almost at the end of your mandated punishment. It looks like your loosely dangling testicles are all pink and swollen. Oh, and your flaccid penis is all scratched and bruised. It's okay, though. It all looks recoverable. Even your foreskin's still intact. And there's just 15 minutes left to go. Congratulations. Oh, hey! It's good to see you. You just out on a walk? Yeah, I'm working. I got the job. This is my first assignment as an observer. My offender here is a chronic masturbator. He was caught with pornographic materials. I've been here overseeing his mandated punishment. Oh yeah, a lot of people actually have already come by to help with his, recovery. My role is to encourage and not interfere. Anything goes when the mandated punishments are in session, as you know. Hey, is this your new dog? She's so cute. I love the pink leash. What's her name? Paris. That's a really adorable name for a chihuahua. Can I pet her? Oh. You're taking her to training school for biting? Well, thanks for the warning before I got too close. It looks like she was ready to take my finger off. Yeah, that's fine. Anything the public does goes, right? You don't know where it's been. Well, I know where that tiny shrimp dick has not been. Oh, look at that. Paris is sniffing his disgusting sweat and crotch musk. This is probably the most intimate attention he's gotten from a female, I'd say, ever. Oh, look how scared he is. I didn't know he could move his hips to pull his cock further into his body. Oh my god, it looks like a turtle retracting into its shell. Oh, that's so funny. Even his nutsack is tightening up in fear. Oh, good girl, Paris. Keep sniffing and prodding at that with your nose. Oh, wow. Ooh, your dog has got his entire scrotum in her mouth. No, you don't need to stop her. She's technically doing her civic duty. Either that or she thinks his dangly bits make a good squeaker toy. Oh, your squeals and pleas are probably what's making her bite harder and dig deeper into your pathetic little bag. Ooh, you're only making it worse by trying to pull away. She thinks it's a fun game of tug of war. Hey, maybe if you stay quiet, she won't rip the thin skin of your scrotum wide open. Ooh, never mind. Too late. Despite the two dangly new toys, it looks like your chihuahua's turning her attention to his floppy little worm, which was just waving around this whole time, probably hoping not to be noticed. Yeah, that's a good girl, Paris. Get it. Get it. Well, look at her go. She's biting onto the end. Oh. Oh, she just ripped off his foreskin. Oh, hey. Free circumcision, right? Yeah, try again, Paris. Go on, girl, try again. Get that little purple thing between your teeth. Yeah, get it. Get it. Oh, she's got him right on the ridge. Oh my god, look at her. She's just yanking his wiener around like it's a stretchy toy. He's only making it more fun for your dog by flopping his pathetic little pecker around, trying to get away. Oh my god, this is too good. Good girl, Paris. I'd give you a treat, but I think you just had one. Wow. After all those bite marks on the glands and the shaft, I'm amazed she hasn't chewed right through it yet. Ooh. Oh, no way. Oh my god, I don't believe it. Holy fuck, did she just rip his little head right off? Oh my god. Brutal. So when are those dog training classes scheduled again? You better get on it. Oh no, I don't think we'll bother reattaching that. But don't worry, it's too small, even for a little dog like Paris to choke on. Well, his time's almost up. I gotta take care of him. I'll have to clean him up and take him to medical. Maybe even get him a rabies shot. How much time's left? You've got a couple minutes. Why? You want to see the aftermath? Yeah, Paris really ripped his pathetic little sack up real good. Half of his scrotum is lying in tatters over there. No sign of his cockhead, though. Yep, those are exposed human testicles, all right. You're right. They do look like tiny little soft-boiled eggs. Maybe a pair of fat bugs. I know how much you hate bugs. I'm the same. You want to do what with your shoes? Really? You want to... Oh, that's a little gross. But I guess you can put him out of his misery. Finally. Time to get you patched up. I guess now I should say congratulations. You've completed your mandated punishment. You're now officially a free man. Well, actually, maybe only one of those two things apply to you now.